It is November 14, 2006. The time is currently 21:19 hours. Detective Scott Peterson, identification number 2238. I'm speaking with a firefighter paramedic assigned to Station 31, Squad 31 of the Ventura County Fire Department. Jeff, on today's date, were you working as a firefighter paramedic at Station 31?
Yes.
And did you have the occasion to respond to a gunshot victim at 2?
Yes.
Okay. And who, you were working the squad this evening, correct?
I was.
Okay. And who were you working the squad with?
Firefighter paramedic Nick.
Was there anybody else in the squad with you and Nick?
There was a cadet.
Do you remember his name?
David.
Now, who was the driving officer tonight, or firefighter, and who was the passenger firefighter?
Nick was the driver, and I was what they call an attendant.
Okay.
In the passenger seat.
Okay. Now, where were you and the other personnel from Station 31 when you received the call of the gunshot victim?
We were on a traffic collision, which was 101 northbound, just south of Hampshire Road.
Okay. And do you remember the information that you and your personnel from 31 received from the dispatcher in regards to this call?
Dispatch came through with the address we noted earlier, and it came through as a gunshot victim, stage 4 PD.
Okay. And I take it you guys responded from the traffic collision,
we
you,
did.
Nick, and the cadet, and responded to the scene.
We did.
How long do you think it took you to get from the traffic collision to the scene of the gunshot?
Well, approximately from the traffic collision to staging, let's say 5 minutes.
Okay. And how long were you guys staged before you were cleared to go into the scene?
Approximately 1 minute.
Okay. Now, when you arrived at the scene, what kind of scene was it? A neighborhood, a community center, a park, an apartment complex?
It appeared to be some type of an apartment complex.
Okay.
Maybe some kind of a condominium complex.
Okay. Now, where did Nick park the squad when you guys arrived on scene?
I couldn't tell you a street name. Let's say in junction with the patient, we were probably 40 feet away from the patient with the headlights facing the patient in a eastbound direction.
Okay. Now, when you got on scene, I need you to tell me about your actions, everything that you did when you got there.
Okay.
So you get on scene, what happens next?
Got on scene, verbalized to Ventura that Squad 31 was on scene.
Okay.
Got out of the cab, stepped to the rear, where I grabbed the monitor, the drug box, and the airway bag.
Okay.
Directed the cadet to grab the red bag, which is our trauma bag,
okay,
in the neighboring compartment. Walked over to the patient. I saw what we approximated to be a 28-year-old male, agonal respirations.
What does agonal respirations mean?
Agonal respirations means not enough to sustain life.
Okay.
Basically, maybe one every 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Let's say gasping for a breath is the best way to describe agonal respiration.
Now, when you first saw the patient, what was the position of his body?
He was lying supine.
And supine means?
On his back.
Okay.
Extremities were basically sprawled out. And, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, when you saw the patient, how was he dressed?
I believe he had black pants on.
Jean
pants.
Okay.
When I got there, the chest was exposed, meaning what appeared to be some kind of a sweatshirt, maybe a couple layers of shirts, were already open.
Were they cut or pulled up?
I'm going to have to say pulled up.
Okay. What color was the shirts that he was wearing?
I want to say the sweatshirt was black.
Okay.
Maybe the neighboring shirts were a white and a gray.
Okay.
But not certain.
Okay. And when you, was it the victim wearing any footwear?
I don't recall.
Did you see anything around the victim's body?
Initially, no.
Okay. Did you see an injury to the victim when you first saw him?
We did. We saw a entry wound.
Where was it at?
It was right, upper right chest. Appeared to be just below the clavicle.
Now, when you first saw this injury wound, was he still, did he still have the shirts on?
I want to say no.
Okay.
Because when I first walked up, we saw it clearly.
Okay. Now, you walk up, what are your actions?
Okay, set the drug box down next to the patient. Talk to my partner.
Nick,
my partner, had it planned out that he was going to take care of airway. Okay. First thing I did was grab a stethoscope to listen to the lung sounds.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to make sure we had equal lung sounds. And at the time we did.
Now, are you on the right side of the body or the left side?
I am on the right side of the body, facing the patient on my knees. There was a truck behind me.
What do you mean a truck?
Kind of a vehicle behind me, which only gave me about 3 feet between the truck and the patient.
Okay. Now, you say you established lung sounds.
Listen to lung sounds.
What happened after that?
After I listened to lung sounds, I directed the officer, because we were a little short-handed.
The deputy sheriff?
The deputy sheriff.
Was it a uniformed deputy sheriff?
Uniformed deputy sheriff.
Okay.
Shorter, stockier stature.
What did you direct him to do?
I directed him to cut off all the clothes that he could.
Okay.
Okay. At that time, AMR showed up on scene. Oh, I got to step back. After I listened to lung sounds and directed the officer to cut everything up from the torso off, I placed the patient on our monitor, okay, our heart monitor, noticed a Brady rhythm, a slow rhythm at about 65 beats per minute.
Okay.
Okay. At that point, the officer cut off all of the clothes, and I assisted after I...
Now, earlier you said upper torso clothes. Are you referring to he just cut off the
shirt? Just the shirt and the sweatshirt or whatever was layered. Okay. I assisted him with that, kind of a cut, tear, rip operation. We got all of the shirts, sweatshirts cut off, and it was still under his back.
Okay.
So at that time...
Now, when his shirts are cut off, do you have a better view of the wound?
We do. We have. At that point, we want to make sure that's... Initially, we heard there was 4 shots fired. Okay.
And where did you hear that from?
It was more of a hearsay, not so much of a direct person.
Just stuff that was being discussed at the scene?
Yes, yes.
Excuse me for just a moment.
Go. Hey, what kind of injuries did this star guy have?
I'll call you back. I'm right in the middle of an interview.
All right.
Initially, the gunshot wound, the entry, wasn't too hard to see. We cut off all the clothes to make sure there's not...
The upper torso clothes?
Yeah, to make sure there's not any other gunshot wounds
mm-hmm.
or exit wounds throughout the body. So the shirt was cut off. It was on his back at that time, just on the ground, laying on the ground. And I proceeded to pull all of that stuff out.
All the clothing, upper
all
body clothing.
Upper body clothing.
Okay, then what?
Then at that time, AMR showed up on scene.
That's the ambulance.
That's the ambulance company. I saw Heather and she asked, is there anything I can do? I put a tourniquet on the patient's right arm, right upper arm. Asked Heather if she can check the left arm where she began to work and establish a line. Our goal was to have 2 IV lines in this patient. I attempted to get an IV in the right arm. I attempted 2 times on scene to get an IV. We noticed his arms appeared to have some type of what we refer to as track marks or scars.
Which arm?
That would have been his right arm.
Okay.
That was the right arm that I was working on. Heather was working on the left arm.
Okay.
I was unable to establish an IV.
Okay. What happened next?
After that, Nick intubated. After Nick intubated, I was directed to listen to lung sounds to confirm tube placement.
The intubation tube placement?
The intubation tube, which appeared to be successful. After that, I was directing people I needed to get the pants cut off. That was a main priority of ours, to get the pants cut off. It wasn't getting done. I want to say a few minutes went by until that was done. I believe Nick ended up cutting the pants.
Where did he start the cut and where did he end the cut?
He started at the cuffs of the pants, went all the way up center, to the cut everything off. All the
top
way up
of the leg?
Top of the leg, all the way up to the belt region.
Okay.
Pelvis region.
Both legs?
Both legs were cut.
Okay. Then what happened?
And then at that point, the pants were obviously just lying on the ground.
They're filleted open?
Filleted open. Okay. Searched for more gunshot wounds.
On his legs, his legs and lower body?
Legs and lower body. Came out negative. At that point, we were about to begin our movement from the ground to the backboard.
Okay.
When I noticed the gun.
Where was the gun at?
The gun, when I saw it, was on top of his pants, right in the genital area.
So it was on top of the cut pants, the bottom of his pants.
It was on the ground, on top of the pants.
Okay, in his groin area.
In the groin area.
Closer to his right leg or left leg?
Ooh, hard to say.
Barrel pointed down towards his feet or up towards his head?
At that point, the barrel was pointed towards his left leg.
Okay. Can you describe the firearm for me?
I'm not a big firearm fan.
Well, let me show you mine. Okay.
It was a good-sized handgun.
This is a semi-automatic firearm.
It was very, very, very similar to that gun.
Okay. What color was it?
Black.
Black?
Black. It was in the ready position. When I say ready position, it wasn't. The top chamber wasn't.
When you say ready position, this gun is ready to fire.
That is
if
ready.
I pull the slide back
that
and lock it back.
To me, unready or loading.
It's the only way I can explain to him, ma'am. Okay. It's not going to go off unless I push the trigger,
should've,
so don't worry.
Should have heard me, I'll see. So at that point, I noticed the gun. It was pointed towards the left thigh. And the only reason I remember that is because my first thought was Heather was on the left side of the patient. Okay. I let everyone know the gun was there. Same officer that came and cut the upper torso for me noticed the gun. And for some reason, I don't know if it was shot right away, but my intention was to get that patient on the backboard.
What do you mean shot right away? I don't understand.
I'm sorry. A photograph.
Oh, photograph.
A photograph.
Of the gun?
Of the gun at that placement that it was initially found.
Who was doing that?
Well, that was the confusion that I thought someone was going to get a camera.
Okay.
To take a picture. But me doing my job as a paramedic, I moved the pants because we had to what we call strip and flip the patient.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We already did the stripping. Now we had to flip him onto his side to make sure there's no exit wounds or gunshots.
What side did you put him on?
He was rolled towards me, so he was rolled towards his right side.
Okay. Any other wounds on his body?
No. No. Not until we noted a little bit later and we can
guess that. He's rolled back on his back after his back is checked?
Yes.
Okay. Has anybody retrieved the firearm by this point?
No.
Okay.
It happened pretty quick. Like I said, I had to pull the pants from under the patient.
Did the gun come with the pants?
The gun came with the pants, and I made sure I didn't want to touch the gun. I would have rather have kept the gun, obviously, where we found it, but critical patient, we had to get him going.
Understandable.
I didn't want to pick up the patient, maybe accidentally hit the gun or discharge it or whatever it may be. So I moved him towards his feet.
Moved him towards his feet?
The pants.
Towards his feet.
Towards his feet.
Okay.
The gun came with it. At no point did I touch the gun, folded the pants on top. Someone mentioned something, make sure it's seen so they can see it. So I opened it back up so the gun was visible.
Okay, but you didn't touch the gun after?
I did not. If the gun was...
You didn't touch the gun at any time folding the pants over it?
No, if it was touched, it was maybe barely... Scraped, but I tried my best not to.
Okay. So after you do that, then what happens?
Then we move the patient onto the backboard. I grabbed his right leg and his pelvis region. We had three other people on the patient, basically four pointing the patient.
One on each corner?
One on each corner, yeah. moved him up to the backboard, secured him to the backboard via straps, put him on the backboard, did some buckling of all the belts.
On the gurney?
On the gurney. After we did the ones on the backboard itself, okay, on the ground.
And then did you take him over to the ambulance?
And then we wheeled him over to the ambulance.
Now, did you go with the ambulance here to Los Robles Hospital?
I did.
With who?
I went with Nick, Heather.
Three working on him in the back of the ambulance?
In the back. The driver, I'm not certain of his name.
Okay, but it was one of the AMR
person. But it was an AMR driver.
Okay. Now, how long did it take you guys to get from the scene to the hospital?
Approximately, I'm going to go with 7 to 8 minutes.
Now, did you guys respond to the hospital regular driving or with lights and siren, code 3?
Lights and sirens, code 3.
At any time at the scene, did the victim ever regain consciousness or talk?
No.
Any time in the back of the ambulance, did he ever regain consciousness or talk?
No, not at all.
At any time on the ride here to the hospital, did he ever go into cardiac arrest or flatline, meaning he didn't have a heart rate or pulse?
No.
Okay. And once you got here to the hospital, I take it he was placed into a room here in the ER?
He was placed into what I believe to be room 6.
Uh-huh.
At that point, we transfer care to the doctors.
Okay.
And we did stick around
to assist,
yeah.
Okay. Is there anything I haven't asked you or that you remember you feel I should know?
If you can give me just a second.
No problem.
Do a quick replay. Nothing on scene that I can recall. Again, if I left anything out, it wasn't intentional. In the back of the ambulance, I attempted another IV line, which was unsuccessful.
Okay.
And,
That's about it?
That's about it.
All right.